We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you have shown us how much you love us. Now may we show you how much we love you through our worship and our praise. Gather us to be your body here today. And as we depart from here, send us forth to be your people in the world, the body of Christ, declaring the good news that you are at work in our midst, binding the brokenhearted, healing the sick, feeding the hungry. We want to join you in what you're doing. And so that's why, Lord, we come to you with a new and committed heart to learn the prayer you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This time, I'd like to ask for some of our little ones to come forward for the children's message. And Polly is going to be giving the children's message today.
Good morning. Hi, Skylar. Hi, Caitlin. Hey, CJ. Hi, Ava. I didn't see your name. Hi, William. It's good to see all of you. Hi, Marley. Come up here. Hi, Ava. Hi, Ava. What do I have on right here? What's this right here? A name tag. And what is my first name? Polly, that's right. And did you hear how I called you each by your first name? The names are important, right? So we can know who people are, right? My dad, when he was traveling, once bought this little name tag for me. Polly's not a real popular name, so when he found it, he brought it home for me. But sometimes do our parents call us other names? Do you have a nickname? William sometimes calls me sweetheart. My mom used to call me Polly doll. Do you all get called a different name?
My dad calls me Ava Kate.
Ava Kate? What other names do you? We have other nicknames. Honey, sweetheart, sweetie. That's right. Today, Reverend Green's going to talk about names of God. God is God, right? But in the Bible, over and over again, there are other names for God. And he's going to talk about hallowed be thy name. So a name we decided is really important, right? So we can identify people and know who they are. In the Old Testament alone, I have 13 different names God was called. Isn't that amazing? 13 names. I'm going to just read a couple. It was called Yahweh. Have you heard that before? It means Israel's covenant God. It was called Adonai. That means Lord. It was called Jehovah Jireh. That's one of my favorites. The Lord provides. Isn't that a good one? He was called Jehovah Shalom. What do you think that is? What is Shalom? Peace? The God of peace. So 13 different names he was called in the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, there are a couple names he was called. He was called Emmanuel. He was also called the King. And Reverend Green talked about last week about he was called Heavenly Father. That is just to honor God. And that's what he's going to talk about today, that when we speak God's name, whether it's one of these or King or Emmanuel, we do it with honor. Do you know what that means? We're very respectful when we say it because he is God over our lives, right? And that when we say that, it has a lot of meaning to it. But remember last week what he talked about, Heavenly Father, Abba Father? And what did he say that meant? Daddy, right? Daddy or dad. We call our dads dad or daddy. That's what God wants to be to you. He wants to be your Heavenly Father, your daddy, your Abba Father. And so because he wants us so much, we need to honor him when we speak his name and live our life. So just like our first name means a lot, so does his. Whatever we call him, King or Emmanuel. So today, as you listen for how God is to be honored in our praises and in our worship. And he loves your name, and we're to love his name. Do you understand that? Yeah. Can you all bow your heads and let's have a prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you that your name is the name above all names. You are Heavenly Father, Emmanuel, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom. You are our God. You are our Abba Father. Lord, you are our Daddy. Lord, we thank you for open arms that always hold us and walk with us. Surround these, your children, with your loving arms. And Lord, as they say your name or say prayers at night, when they pray to you, the one and only true God, may they honor you with their words, Lord, and with their life and the love that they give to each other and to their families. And we thank you that you love us so much and that you always want us to honor you with whatever we do. And we give you thanks and praise, and I just pray choice blessings over these, your children, and their families, Lord. And we thank you that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in our lives. And thank you for each and every day that we have to worship you. And it's in Jesus' name I prayed, and everybody said, amen. Thank you all for coming. And I'm going to give you a bookmark, and maybe your parents can read these names of God. This was another name tag. You know, my middle name is Joe, and what does that say? Does it say Polly Joe? It has a little heart on it. So I had little name tags. So whenever you say someone's name, you know, it's very, very important. When we say God's name, it's really important to honor him. So I'm going to give you each a name tag, and your parents can read that to you so you know who God is in all of our lives. And thank you for coming, and I hope you have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you so much, Polly, and I also call her sweetheart and sweets and a whole lot of endearing names. I'd like to remind you that each week there's an opportunity for you to give a witness. A witness is just simply a testimony of saying, this is how I've experienced God in my life recently, or how I've seen God at work in the world around me. Now, a witness is not, as Hodges likes to say, a witness is not a judge and a witness is not a lawyer. A witness is just someone who stands up and says, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I've seen this or I've experienced this. This has happened to me. There are many of you that have a story that needs to be shared because there are others who need to hear that there is hope in their life. And when we see what God does in people's lives, it reminds us of what he can do in our life. Next week, we're going to have a witness. His name is Robert Reichel. He's here with us today, and I'm really looking forward to his witness next week. We don't have a witness for this week, but I will give a very, very, very quick one, and then I'll sit down. One of the pleasures I have of seeing people grow up is I get to see what they become. Just the other day, I received a phone call from Marie Garlock. She was 10 years old when she was in our Young Readers Club. And there's a stool that little children can stand on to speak in the sanctuary service when they read scripture behind the lectern. And I had all the children to write their names on it. And her name is on there, Marie Garlock. She called me up just the other day. She's getting married on July 20th. Polly and I will be going to the wedding. I'll be taking part in it. But she has grown to become quite a witness for God. Her mother has been going through a battle with cancer for several years. She has been with her mother in the support group for persons with cancer. Marie Garlock has graduated from University of North Carolina and has got a graduate degree. She's gone into the arts, uniting arts with social justice. She's been to Africa to work with orphans as a result of AIDS. She has taken storytelling to third world countries. She's doing all kinds of things. And it suddenly dawned on me that I once knew her as a 10-year-old girl. But now I see her becoming a true daughter of the King and woman, impacting the world. I get to see that a lot. And that's one of the blessings of having been at this church this long, is I've been able to see people grow up. And I just want to offer that to you. If you're a young person growing up, or if you're a parent and you have children who sometimes may or may not be going through struggles, but There are times when you kind of wonder, how are the twists and turns in life going to turn out? Well, you know, there's good news. And that is that God is at work in all of our lives. That's what grace is, even when we don't see it. And I just want to offer that as a short little testimony today to give you hope and encouragement that God has ever yet more good gifts to give all of us, things for us to do, and persons for us to become. And it is never, never, never too late to hand the pen over to God and say, "Will you write the next chapters of my life?" And He will do it. I have several other things I could say, but I need to end right there and just simply say, if you have a witness, we need to hear it. And please come back next week to hear Robert Reichel's witness.